WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7, 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Weekend law enforcement activity in the Twin Cities include a twin murder, an officer being dragged by a vehicle, and four armed robberies.
College Station police investigators believe drugs and or robberies the motive for gunfire yesterday morning around 2 a.m. at the University Trails Apartments on Luther. Two men were shot and killed. A third man who was shot was treated and released at a local hospital, and a woman who was not hurt was the one who contacted CSPD. One other man at the scene left before police arrived and has not been found. Detectives are still looking into whether anyone else was involved. Identities are online at WTAW.com. Saturday night outside the Walmart in West Bryan, a police officer was dragged by a vehicle as he was investigating a welfare concern call. The driver has not been found. The policeman was treated and released at a local hospital for a possible concussion, a large bump on his head, bruises, and road rash. Six people were the victims of armed robberies in the Twin Cities Saturday during the midnight hour. In College Station, one of three roommates living at Parkway Place Apartments was struck on the head with a gun. That was after a group of men demanded drugs and money, but left with video games and a hoverboard. In Bryan, police investigated two armed robberies at the Presidio Apartments on Finfeather and a third in a parking lot three blocks away. One of those victims was hospitalized with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Additional opportunities for workforce education could be coming to the Twin Cities. Discussion at the last College Station City Council meeting included comments from Julie Schultz. She brought up what is being done by a Research Valley Partnership Committee, partially in light of that being a priority in Bryan's proposed comprehensive plan.
And I said, well, how is that a part of comp plan? But it seems to be an issue with a lot more than just those folks of us that talk about this kind of thing. So I thought it was really interesting that there's citizens out there that are really focused on that.
Steve Aldrich added discussion of the RVP's new strategic plan has included the creation of a just-in-time workforce training program.
Whether it's a facility, whether it's a conglomeration of different people all working together, but the ability to be able to have somebody and say, okay, if you're coming here, what do we need to do to be able to give you your just-in-time workforce readiness?
Schultz says the RVP committee could have a report in the next 2 months. More retail is expected along the freeway in College Station. That's after the city council approved a rezoning vacant property in front of the Science Park property located along the northbound service road between Emerald Parkway and Raintree Drive. James Benham was part of the unanimous vote over the objection of at least one nearby homeowner who was concerned about increased traffic.
It's buffered by the buildings next to it and the churches on the north and south. And they do have the ability to exit to the south and get directly on the feeder and not load up the intersections to a high degree.
Staff recommendations include turning lanes into both entrances of the property off the frontage road. Heading in and out of College Station's Baylor Scott & White Hospital now includes a state historical marker. There was a dedication yesterday of the original site of Rock Prairie Baptist Church. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission says the ceremony also commemorated the 125th anniversary of the donation of land by Adam Reuter, who also provided the wood and labor for the building that would become a church as well as a school. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
So your kids are in school and they're probably coming home with projects and things like that, tests and stuff to get ready for already. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink, and I got to tell you, they're going to need some internet, and not just any internet. They're going to need high-speed internet, like the kind that Suddenlink has. In fact, they've got a special going on right now. You can get 50 meg internet for just $39 a month. That's 50 megs. That's pretty good. Make the switch right now. Call them 877-694-9474 or visit Suddenlink.com. It's fantastic, not only only for your kids to be able to study and things like that, but it's great for you too, because you can watch movies, you can download apps, you can, if you're like me, play video games, things like that. It's incredible. And don't forget to ask about those unlimited data plans, speaking of incredible, because you can get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices. Not to mention the fact that Suddenlink's customer service is second to none. You're going to want to give them a call. That number again, 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
Good morning, 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure east of the area will continue to move Gulf of Mexico moisture into the region. We'll keep a watch on showers and thunderstorms off the coast. They may kind of percolate there the next few days. We'll have some sunshine today. There could be a shower or storm, 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, risk of a shower or thunderstorm 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms 90 to 95. Partial sun, maybe a storm Wednesday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. Also, lots of action in high school football last weekend. I'll have the update for you. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers took the series against the Cleveland Indians with a 2-1 win. The Astros fell to Tampa, and Brock Osweiler fared well against the Cardinals in the Texans' third game of the preseason. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so now, what is the deal with the Minnesota football stadium and acoustics? Have you heard about this?
I have not.
The Minnesota Vikings, actually, I think about 4 days ago, said that they believe that precautions may be needed to protect your ears when major events happen at the U.S. Bank Stadium. The noise can tend to bounce around a lot. According to Christine Burns, Christian said that he had had a great time going to the Luke Bryan concert, but he said the loudest venue he's ever been in. He said it's by far the loudest. On social media, other fans pointed out the stadium acoustics the day after a Metallica concert.
Ooh.
Okay, one Facebook user said, "My ears are still ringing." So I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Could be the loudest stadium in the National Football League.
I mean, it's not that new, is it? Is this just now becoming an issue?
Yeah, apparently so.
Maybe there's like a busted like speaker somewhere causing this issue?
A local radio station measured the sound during a soccer match, and it reached 105 decibels.
Wow.
Health partners say that that is 10 times louder than the volume at the average NFL stadium.
Oh, 10 wow. times?
That's what it says.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Yikes.
So
maybe they were just trying to boost the morale of the players.
Could be.
But trying to make it sound a little louder than it typically is.
First of all, it's a bad environment because I'm pretty sure they sell alcohol there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most likely.
I'm thinking that probably they don't have any kale treats. I'm thinking there's other stuff that could be fattening in addition.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already got alcohol, you've got fattening treats. And now your ears, you're going to have to take your kiddo and put earplugs in their ears before they go. And then you're going to have to yell at them because you can't hear. And it's, I'm just saying. And you're right. I don't know how old the stadium is, but why is it coming up now?
But, yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's the whole theory behind the idea of the 12th man, which, you know, I mean, A&M has the trademark on that. But, I mean, the whole idea behind it is that that's the crowd, you know. And
well, I remember one year, I think, they tried to set a noise record, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, you're supposed to scream real loud so that the other team can't hear the plays that they're trying to give their players. You know, that's the point there.
But I mean, are we going to then see NFL players who spent like 5 years playing in Minneapolis in this stadium? Are they going to file suit against the team?
Yeah.
Ear damage that took place while they were there?
Again, I'd be more worried if I was the Metallica fan going to the concert than going to the football game.
But don't you know going to a Metallica concert that that's probably what you're going to endure? It's the NFL. It's kind of a surprising thing that would be that.
Isn't there an old saying that says, if it's too loud, you're too old?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello? Hello? Hello?
No, this is a brand new stadium in Minneapolis. They're just opening it.
Okay.
Got a text too. I don't know if that was the same person, but
that makes sense then.
So they were testing it first with Metallica. That's always a good idea. All right. So
open July 22nd.
All right.
So they had a few concerts there before the football game.
So and what they said is part of it has to do with the material inside. Is it's a reflective material as opposed to something that would absorb. And then, obviously, if you have people in the seats, that might buffer it a little bit. But
makes sense, because I think I remember watching like Minnesota games where it was snowing and it was like below temperature. So obviously, this one is enclosed.
Yeah.
Fixed roof stadium.
Oh, good for them. Again, maybe
didn't
they
really take the sound into consideration.
Yeah. I don't know a whole lot about Minnesota Vikings. I don't know how good they are. Maybe it'll help them win a game. All right. Hey, fans of Pokemon Go will be happy with a planned renovation at Target stores, which is based in Minneapolis. See how I just moved right into that?
Nice.
Yeah,
good
very
segue
good.
There.
The company has announced plans to convert those big red concrete spheres that sit outside the entrances to Pokeballs.
Nice.
I've seen this, yeah.
400 locations will repaint the red spheres to resemble the balls featured in the popular app throughout the Pokemon game and animation universe. Target Senior Vice President for Marketing says, "We wanted to create an extra special experience for our biggest Pokemon fans. We're just sorry." Oh, no, he didn't say. "We're just sorry we didn't do this a month ago."
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. They're a little behind,
it's,
I think.
It's interesting, just traveling this weekend out of town, how some places are very Pokemon Go friendly and want you to hunt the Pokemon.
What does that mean?
Went to Schlitterbahn this weekend, and they actually have a map of where you can find Pokemon in the park.
But you're walking around with your phone around water.
Some people are. They have these special splash pouches that you can buy.
Oh, okay.
One more reason to buy something else.
Imagine
at the gift
that.
Store. Yeah.
How silly of me to not think there would be an accessory.
Right. Yeah. But we also went to Green, and we were in one of the little boutiques, and on the front door, the sign says, "Please, no Pokemon hunting in the store. We appreciate your cooperation."
Yeah.
So it's just funny how some stores are very anti-Pokemon and others are very welcoming of it.
You go to Green, you really don't think Pokemon when you go there.
No, of course not. And you're in a boutique and you don't want kids like walking around, you know, knocking stuff over. But it was funny.
I guess we'll see. We've got two targets here. We'll see if either one of those will be pokied or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Pokied.
Now, get this. How about being a kid in Italy? The Italian government has a nice present for teens who are celebrating their 18th birthday this year. They're getting €500.
What?
That's $566 American. Yep.
Man, I'll vote for a president if they put that into their campaign.
to spend the money on theater, concerts, and museums only. The responses to the terrorist attacks last fall, the government hopes that this cultural bonus, that they're calling it, will prevent Italian youth from becoming radicalized.
I see what they did there. They would have just said trying to get them more cultured. I feel like that would have been okay.
Another important thing to remember too, though, is that the taxpayers are the ones who are paying for all this.
Yeah.
So
there'll be 600,000 teens who can print vouchers and use the culture venues throughout the
interesting.
The year.
Wow.
They've got an app that'll tell them where they can go to spend their money.
Hopefully that's worth it.
Well, I guess it's one more can it hurt.
Right. And if it's not used, does it, you know, maybe there's an expiration date on it. And so if it's not used, it just rolls over to the next 18-year-old group.
They're not going to rob you for a voucher to go see a museum.
No.
You know, so you don't, probably don't have to worry about any violence when it comes to that. But
interesting.
Just saying. Okay. In the meantime, I remember when Facebook was catching a little bit of heat as far as maybe they were being too liberal.
Yep.
I mean, they talked about maybe they were going to roll Mark Zuckerberg up there to D.C. to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Well, on Friday, Facebook reportedly canned the entire trending topics team, got rid of them.
Yep.
15 to 18 people told them they had 1 hour to leave the building. Facebook is replacing them with a computer algorithm that will determine what Facebook users are talking about. And the firings could be yet another response to that criticism they got back in May.
Yeah.
Just say, and again,
I can tell. I can tell too, because when you look at the trending topics on Facebook, there used to be a little blurb, you know, about what the thing was about or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now it just says blank number of people are talking about this.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. Let's hear it for Daniel O'Donnell. Somehow he thought that wearing the orange cone as a hat and taking selfies would just be so funny. Police, on the other hand, didn't think so much. Lost patience when the drunk man. He just kept on and kept on and kept on taking pictures of himself with the cone on his head.
Wait, you mean he was drunk?
I know. They ended up arresting him for disorderly conduct. He's serving 6 months probation, and he paid a $135 fine. Yeah, after the first one, do you want to do another?
Yeah.
And do you want to be sending any of them out after all?
You got to get it right, you know.
Well, and he's 20 years old. So let's fast forward 7 years, and he's finally found the job he really wants. And guess what's still out there?
His cone violation.
That's right. Yep.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik. And we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Toasting our 10th, bring on the band. Because historic downtown Bryan is celebrating the 10th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, presented by Union Pacific. Join us September 23rd through 25th and enjoy live music by more than 30 artists from the Lone Star State. Headliners include the return of Ray Wiley Hubbard on Saturday night. And on Sunday, don't miss Grammy winner Rodney Crowell. The dance party starts Friday night with the Texas Twisters. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 7:24. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You remember, you can text us anytime to like tell us if a football stadium is brand new.
Yeah.
979-695-1620. And then at the end of the show, if you didn't listen to the show, or you missed some of the show, or you need to hear something from the show, Chelsea's always putting stuff out there, pushing it out on the cloud.
So yeah, absolutely. Right? Okay. SoundCloud.com.
Mm-hmm. There you are. So I guess it's time for airline news. Two pilots in Glasgow, Scotland, taken off the plane, arrested for being under the influence of alcohol as they were about to fly to New York. United Airlines, that's a big one.
Yeah.
United Airlines pilots, 35 and 45 respectively, have been removed from their jobs pending further investigation. Plane had 141 passengers on it, And a new crew got there. They took off.
Yeah, 141 grateful passengers.
See this Southwest Airlines flight managed to land safely after one of their engines exploded, basically blew apart. Flight from New Orleans to Orlando at 30,000 feet. Passengers heard a loud explosion. The cabin apparently depressurized as well. There wasn't any panic on that flight, I'm sure.
Yeah. No.
Damage to the engine resulted in some damage to the fuselage as well and the front edge of the wing, the also the tail stabilizer and other parts. Fortunately, that's why they have pilots on there, able to land it at Pensacola. Nobody was injured of the 99 passengers and 5 crew members, so that's good.
Yeah.
Then there's the story of the half-naked man in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
taking his pickup truck, climbed a barbed wire fence, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, and had a pickup truck. I don't know. Maybe he found one there. I'm not sure. Rammed it in the side of the Southwest Airlines plane. His name is Delario Kuntz. He's 35. He's in custody. Police say that they had first spotted him outside the terminal screaming that somebody was trying to kill him. That's when he went ahead and stripped his boxers and jumped over the fence, got to the airport truck, rammed it into the airplane.
Well, that's what I would do if someone was trying to kill me.
Sure, imagine that. Anyway, they're saying drugs were involved. So adventures.
You're kidding.
Airport. I know, it's a shock. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be a pretty nice week as far as the temps are concerned. We do have a 50-50 chance of showers today. High might make 90. Then a 20% chance of showers tonight. We'll have a 30% tomorrow. Actually, all week long, we'll be in the lower 90s, and low temperature will probably be in the middle 70s. Peeking ahead to Saturday, high temperature about 92, and there's a 20% chance of showers. But right now, we've got winds out of the northeast at 9, and it's 74.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In New York Times, sending out a big warning to American universities. What's happening on college campus causing a backlash that nobody saw coming. Scott McConnell, a 1960 graduate of Amherst University, where he discovered his calling as a theatrical designer. But recent racial protests have soured him on his own alma mater. In a letter to the Alumni Fund, he said, "As an alumnus of the college, I feel I have been lied to, patronized, and basically dismissed as an old white bigot who is insensitive to the needs and feelings of the current college community." Last year, he reduced his annual support to $5, and this year, he cut Amherst out of his will. He's not alone. Alumni across the board complain that today's students are too wrapped up in identity politics. They think colleges offer frivolous courses that lead nowhere. They're dismayed that students are hostile to their heroes and traditions. They complain that fraternities are under attack, that men are being targeted with sexual assault allegations, and they say that free speech is being overrun by political correctness, and that university administrators are too afraid to do anything about the protesters or the faculty that goads students on. The bottom line, out-of-control liberalism on college campi is hurting the bottom line. It's about time. That may be the only way this stuff gets rectified.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council was told at its last meeting to expect a report from the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency in the next 2 months about how to grow workforce education in the Twin Cities. Councilman Carl Mooney is among those following the work of an RVP committee.
It's interesting to see how this is progressing because there's a real interest to see if Blinn College has an interest in participating in a comprehensive workforce plan.
Mooney says attracting businesses is difficult when there is not an adequate workforce.
28 different types of vocations were identified by this group. So they're also looking at Texas Technical College out of Waco as perhaps being a partner. Texas Technical College is already working with the Council of Governments at the workforce place over there on 29th Street.
Steve Aldrich added discussion of the RVP's new strategic plan has included the creation of a just-in-time workforce training program.
That way it's not people coming here relocating. It is we're taking opportunities for people who already live here in the community. And hopefully the benefit of that would be is we'll be able to have significantly enhanced compensation and wages for people.
Workforce development is also a priority in the City of Bryan's proposed comprehensive plan. The College Station City Council has rezoned property along the freeway across from Central Park. John Nichols acknowledged the surrounding residential developments in front of the Science Park property located along the northbound service road between Emerald Parkway and Raintree Drive.
We do need more opportunity to bring the retail square footage to College Station that citizens have been asking us to look for. It is a sales tax generation opportunity as well, which contributes to the general fund. And frankly, I think we need to continue to look at these kinds of properties as the Comp Plan Review Committee suggested.
While the council's vote was unanimous, Blanche Brick predicted future traffic congestion after the property is developed, getting in and out from the frontage road.
What is it that's recommended?
Two decel lanes, one for each of the existing driveways.
And this is what they are recommending, and they're saying it will bear the traffic?
Correct, yes.
I'm going to support it because that's their recommendation. My prediction is we're looking at a very big traffic problem there.
Behind the new retail space remains property that is zoned light industrial. College Station police continue to look for a man who left the scene of a shooting early yesterday morning that left two men dead.
Investigators believe a robbery and/or drugs led to the gunfire around 2 a.m. at the University Trails Apartments on Luther. One of at least two men who went to the apartment was killed, was identified as 20-year-old Bryson Rhodes of Wortham. Police are searching for Rhodes' accomplice who left before officers arrived and has not been found. One of the residents, 20-year-old Jack Lopez of Rosenberg, was killed. Lopez's roommate, who was not identified, was treated for a gunshot wound at a local hospital and released. A woman who locked herself in the bathroom escaped injury and is the person who contacted police. Another weekend law enforcement activity included a Bryan policeman on a welfare concern call landing in the hospital. A woman drove away from the parking lot at the West Bryan Walmart Saturday night as the officer was trying to turn off the ignition from outside her car. The driver has not been found. The officer is out of the hospital after being treated for road rash, bruises, a large bump to his head, and a possible concussion. Saturday during the midnight hour, there were four armed robberies in the Twin Cities. Bryan police responded to three in a seven-minute span on Finfeather Road. Two were at the Presidio Apartments. The third, which was in a parking lot three blocks away, left the victim in the hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. College Station police responded just after midnight to Parkway Apartments. Three roommates say a group of men entered their apartment uninvited. The roommates followed the suspects outside after they took video games and a hoverboard. That resulted in one of the suspects pulling out a gun and hitting one of the victims on the head. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Supporters of the high-speed passenger bullet train between Houston and Dallas includes the chairwoman of the Denton County Republican Party. Lisa Hendrickson says explosive growth in North Texas makes rail development a necessity.
No matter what we do, the amount of people that are moving to the state of Texas daily is increasing and not slowing down. And as someone that's lived in Texas a long time, it seems that as soon as our highways are complete, they're full.
Denton County's GOP committee hosted a meeting over the weekend about the project, which included representative of Texas Central Partners. The newest state historical marker in Brazos County was dedicated yesterday. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission says the ceremony took place on the 125th anniversary of the land being deeded as the site of Rock Prairie Baptist Church. The building, which was moved to the Milliken area in 2008, was also used as a school. The land was donated in 1891 by Adam Reuter, who also provided the wood and labor for the building. The historical marker is located at the traffic circle on Scott and White Drive in front of the medical center. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, equal housing lender.
Working with Jen Zweiker and the team at Zweiker & Associates is super eye-opening for me because as I realize buying and selling houses is a super stressful experience, I never really realized that there was a group of realtors out there who really take people into account. And that's what they do. That's what they do at Zweiker & Associates. They work with you as a person, not just as a client. They make the experience great. They make that stressful experience not quite so bad for you. They've got expertise and knowledge, and they've got all kinds of people there who can help you with what you need. Now, it's not a handoff mentality when they say team. No, it's more like different people working on different aspects of the deal to make it that much easier for you. You're going to want to check them out. Go online, zarealestate.com. I'm telling you, they have the numbers, they have the knowledge, they have everything that you need if you're going to buy or sell your house. Get in touch with Jen Zweiker, get in touch with the ZA Real Estate team. They know what they're doing. zarealestate.com. Once again, that's zarealestate.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornerman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tire Pros. Let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partly sunny for today. There could be some showers and thunderstorms later today. Highs will be up around 90. Lots of cloudiness tonight. The risk of some showers and storms overnight, lows 70 to 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow. There's the chance for shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. Little change through Wednesday, partly sunny, maybe a storm or two, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, your Aggie football report will be there with Zach Taylor. Also, high school football, lots of it went on. I'll have all the updates for that. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers took the series against Cleveland and the Astros fell to Tampa. And the Texans' third preseason game, Brock Osweiler did a pretty good job. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so that's a fair warning. The Infomaniacs are letting you know right now you have 5 days to tell your friends they can't park in your yard. You have 5 days to tell your friends they can't park in your yard for a fee.
Yeah.
Because College Station is going to come over and write you a ticket.
That's true.
Never mind that.
What if the ticket is less than amount of money?
I'm just kidding. Nobody's going to pay that much.
Nope.
I want to tell a story, but I don't want to give anybody any ideas.
I don't care. Go ahead.
Are you sure about this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When I first moved to College Station, I lived in a house that had a very large yard, and it was very close to Kyle Field. And, you know, some of my other roommates who were living there came up with the bright idea of charging people to park there.
Okay.
Obviously, we got in trouble for that because you're not allowed to do that, right? So what we ended up doing was telling people that you could park there, and we would not accept money. You park there for free, and it's totally fine. Because we have a giant driveway.
Okay.
If you'd like to donate for a party afterwards, feel free to give us some money. That was apparently okay.
Well, okay.
Donations accepted.
Yeah.
And that may have changed. I have no idea.
I don't know
if
that's changed either. I don't want to give anybody any ideas. I'm just saying that's what we did.
But you know, if you're going to raise people's taxes and then you're going to tell them this, that's one more reason for them to be annoyed at you.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the Indianapolis 500. Their cars parked everywhere. Go to the Cotton Bowl, the State Fair of Texas, any state fair. Their cars parked everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying you should do this. I am not saying you should do this. I'm just saying it occurs a lot of places.
Even at the movie theater over there, the part behind the movie theater used to just be a lot, you know, just like a grass lot.
Right.
They ended up turning it into a parking lot because so many people were just parking there.
What?
It's just
one more thing, okay? It's just one more thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm not telling you to park there. Do not park there. But I didn't know that was something that we had to be paying attention to.
We are going to have plenty of game day parking stories coming up this week.
Good.
In the newscast. So make sure to stay tuned for that.
Apparently, there's a website that is SEC-wide.
Oh.
That tells you places to park in each of the campusi.
Well, that's pretty cool. And well, there is a local app called Destination Aggieland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It sounds, I haven't downloaded it myself yet because I personally don't need it.
Really? I downloaded it last year.
Oh,
as a
okay.
Matter of fact. Yeah.
But I mean, do you like it? Is it pretty cool?
It's okay.
Okay.
Again,
I think there's going to be some new updates this year.
The difference is I know where I'm going to park.
Exactly.
And
well, that's why I haven't downloaded
it
yet because, we have parking designated.
And just because they're one of our advertisers, I'm going to go ahead and say transport.tamu.edu is
very
a good place
to
get all this information.
Hello.
I know you have various members of the city council on your show from time to time.
I do. I have some who listen every once in a while,
okay,
too.
Good. Well, I'm about to eat breakfast, and I don't know what's good for me and what's not. Would you have one of them call me so I would know?
You don't live it, but they won't because you don't live in College Station.
You know what? I think their reach is beyond College
Station. You think so? I don't know that they care. I don't know that they care whether you eat healthy or not.
No, I think they do.
Do you think so?
Yeah, no, I really believe they do.
Well,
so.
if they decide they want to call in or even text in or email in,
that'd be awesome.
We'll make sure
we'll let you know that
to you.
Yeah.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
There.
We just got a text in that they park on the golf course during the Rose Bowl.
Hey.
I don't know if the Greens crew really appreciates that.
And again, I'm not saying that you should do this. I'm just saying that they're letting you know, and you have 5 days to tell your friends that they can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll remind you every day this week. just so you know.
It's a countdown.
Well, I mean, we want to help. Hello.
Yeah, can the council tell me if I should drink before noon, if that's okay or not?
I think that probably at some point there may be a motion to have an ordinance.
On game days, it's never too early.
Okay.
I'll step in and take that one.
But
you don't need the council.
What was that year that A&M and Texas kicked off at 10 in the morning?
Woo-hoo,
that was a little
buddy.
Bit different. That
yeah.
was a little different. Yeah, but anyway.
Pour me a mimosa.
We'll have game day treats for you later this year with Chelsea. All right, but in the meantime, now we're talking about traffic, and there's Council Member Brick saying, okay, I'm going to vote for this because you say it's the recommendation.
Right.
But I'm telling you there's going to be trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they're going to do is what? This is the feeder road. Well, wait. It's
yeah.
right here.
Can you see it from
You're
there?
You're looking at it, yeah.
Right oh, okay.
It's right there, that one.
Yep,
that's it.
It's the northbound feeder road between Emerald Parkway and Raintree Drive.
Right.
And you see that sign that says the Science Park, and you always wonder, what goes on at the Science Park?
Yeah, really, yeah.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, that mattress is still out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
Hello? Okay, never mind. But go ahead.
So they have rezoned property, I believe, in front of the Science Park for retail.
Okay. Well, that's going to be, and again, I'm not going to say this is Graham Road all over again, but when you've got a reason for people to turn real quickly once they're coming down from 75 miles an hour, and you've got people who aren't necessarily looking to even get up onto the freeway.
You know, if you can make a safe turn going into Academy these days,
yeah.
then I think you can do it over here.
Okay.
I mean,
if you can do that, you can do anything.
Right, exactly.
Well, part of the reason that they don't want you parking on the lawns is it's illegal in the city of College Station to park on grass for a fire hazard.
Yeah, oh. okay, I yeah.
Now
and
see
it,
that,
and,
that...
It, and it doesn't happen anyplace else. Okay, I'm not. Oh, again, I'm telling you, don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, don't do it.
And that place that I lived,
yeah.
we didn't even have any grass.
Yeah, there
so...
it wasn't. Hello.
Okay, let's try this again. Is there a filling station in the college, Bryan College Station area, that sells gasoline that does not have ethanol in it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I've noticed five miles less a gallon I get with it.
Oh, with that?
Yeah.
Now I hear you. Well, and, you know, when you want to get into ethanol, also all those, yeah, if you want to know why your string trimmer is not working anymore, because you didn't put in that stuff to neutralize the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
It takes care of your little hoses and gaskets. It does a number on them. But it keeps the corn farmers happy.
It does.
So understand that. I mean, if we want to move on to ethanol, hello.
You know, the caller talked about not parking on the grass against city ordinance because of fire hazard.
Yeah.
But if you let your grass grow over like 12 inches, they cite you a ticket for unruly lawn anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You could be solving one problem with another. No, don't do that. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing. Look at the cover of the Robert Earl Keen album, and you'll know that you can start a fire.
I know we have several different conversations going on right here.
We do.
But one great text that came in said, parking merchants should sell clear plastic bags instead.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You never really know how you'll handle a particular problem until you're faced with it.
That's true in life, and it's especially true in parenting. My recent problem was breadcrumbs. You see, I have this thing for order in the house, and I admit it, I like it when everything is in its place. I thought I had tempered that preoccupation with neatness pretty well, and that is until Sam and Chloe moved in with us. They're our foster kids. Sam is 3 and Chloe is 5. When I came home from work the other night, I walked in the door and couldn't believe my eyes. I thought a food fight had broken out. It turns out Sam and Chloe had been snacking on a loaf of French bread and left the trail of crumbs everywhere they went. They'd pull off a chunk, wander off, and leave a few remnants somewhere else in the house. I'd pick up a piece, take one step, crunch. There was another one. If you have toddlers, you know the drill. You'll run yourself ragged following them around all day trying to catch every crumb before it hits the floor. My wife Jean wisely, I think, decided to clean it all up once they were done. As for me, I realized I hadn't overcome that part of my life as well as I thought I had. And you know what? I think that's okay. There's an old saying that life is a journey, not a destination. And that's true of parenting as well. Whether it's breadcrumbs or discipline issues, the goal isn't to be perfect, it's to keep learning and growing. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is gonna make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:52. The Texas A&M football team returns to the field this weekend, and with your Aggie football report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
Well, it's finally here, game week. Fighting Texas Aggie football set to host number 16 UCLA this Saturday at Kyle Field. Now, a big point of emphasis for the Maroon and White coming into this season is at offensive line. Head coach Kevin Sumlin says he likes the depth and flexibility of the big guys up front.
You know, Jermaine has kind of surfaced, not kind of, but has played very well last week. So moving him to right tackle gives us some flexibility with two older guys that are very, very athletic with he and Avery. To be able to protect the passer on both sides. And then we've got a lot of pieces that can play inside at guard. And then that gives us some flexibility with Coda and Tank Davis, you know, to be flexible players at tackle to move around either as backups or help us inside.
Now, the Aggs released a preliminary depth chart last week with Avery Genesee starting at left tackle, freshman Colton Prater at left guard, Connor Lamphere at right guard, and Jermaine Illuminor at right tackle. Redshirt freshman Eric McCoy is penciled in at center. The guys take on the 16th-ranked Bruins Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In high school football, the College Station Cougars rolled past Houston C.E. King 56-7 at Crenshaw Memorial Stadium on Friday night. The Rutter Rangers earned their first victory in opening week as well with a convincing 39-21 win on Friday at refurbished Merrill Green Stadium. Meanwhile, Consol's football season opener against Compress Cove was canceled Friday night because of weather. The Bryan Vikings lost to the Hutto Hippos 59-28. Meanwhile, the Franklin Lions took down the Navasota Rattlers 38-22 at Rattler Stadium. In the NFL,
Osweiler gets the snap, throws downfield, right side, hits Fuller, touchdown Houston! Fuller cashes in with a 26-yard touchdown reception. Osweiler to Fuller, a combination you hope to hear a whole lot of this year.
Brock Osweiler threw for 146 yards and a touchdown, and Houston intercepted two of Carson Palmer's passes in the Texans' 34-24 exhibition victory over the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Osweiler connected with first-round pick Will Fuller on a 26-yard touchdown pass. In Major League Baseball,
first pitch and he's swinging. That one lined out towards center field, drops in, base hit. Beltre around third, Spike Owen waving him. Here comes a relay throw, not in time. Beltre slides in ahead of the throw, and it's 2-0 Rangers.
Derek Holland allowed one run over six innings in his second start off the disabled list. Meanwhile, new left fielder Carlos Gomez made two highlight reel catches, and the AL West Texas Rangers beat the Cleveland Indians 2-1 Sunday. The Rangers begin a fresh series with the Mariners today in Arlington at 7:05, pregames at 6:30, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston,
here's a swing and a drive. Right field and deep. How far is this one going to go? It's off the facade of the upper deck. Corey Dickerson with a three-run blast, and the Rays have blown this one wide open. It's now 9-3.
Chris Archer struck out 10 in seven innings. Corey Dickerson hit a three-run home run, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 10-4 Sunday. The Astros also begin a fresh three-game series against the Athletics in Houston tonight at 7:10 p.m. And heading out to the links in Farmingdale, New York, Patrick Reed's final round 1-under-70 helped him kick off the FedEx Cup playoffs with a one-shot win in the Barclays. Reed's first victory of the year qualified him for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Brant Snedeker and Zach Johnson also earned Ryder Cup spots. And now here's KO.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for our deal of the day. Before we jump into that, though, they are trying to get rid of a ton of Mustangs. The managers are motivated, we'll just say that. Ford's also offering 0% for 72 months financing on almost all models. They've got a back-to-school special, and our deal of the day, how about a Mustang 2016? Yeah, speaking of Mustangs, it's got 11,000 miles, and you can pick it up with our deal of the day for $20,376. Again, that's $20,376. Team Ford of Navasota, obviously in Navasota. For all the details, go to teamfordofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Howdy, I'm Roy Schickman with the Chamber of Commerce. I want to invite you to enjoy an incredible 2 days of food, fun, networking, and recreation. It's the Chamber's annual Lobster Fest and Golf Classic with title sponsor The Bank and Trust and platinum sponsor CC Creations. It all begins on Monday, September the 12th, when you have an opportunity to enjoy a great day of golf as you tee off at the Phillips Event Center. Then on Sunday, September the 18th, Lobster Fest will be held at the Brazos Center from 6 to 9 p.m. You can enjoy a fresh Maine lobster, an outstanding steak, and participate in our live and silent auctions. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for reservations.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about fall brush control. Come learn about species and application this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There you are, about a minute till, a couple of minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So Simone Biles lost all of her photos from the Olympics?
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
Shared the news on
Twitter.
Tragedy. Got her upside-down smiley face thing happening, but her trusty friends came to the rescue, began sending in numerous shots. She made history, of course, by coming home with 4 gold medals and 1 bronze, carried the American flag during the closing ceremonies in Rio, so...
I was going to say, I think some other people probably got some photos,
probably,
so they could probably help her fill up that
exactly.
album.
You
beat me to it.
Always good to clean out your desk, you know, just clean the top of your desk, do whatever you need to do. However, it did get a deputy constable in Houston fired. He caused, well, he destroyed the evidence. Well, he didn't do. He was making room in the police department's crowded evidence room. So he just took this stuff from 90 cases that he didn't figure they needed, dumped them in the trash.
The trash?
It sounded like it was a good idea at the time, I guess.
Don't worry, Detective. Anyway. This place was covered in blood, but I cleaned it all up for you.
That's right. It's all done just the way it's supposed to be. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications. It's